views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie. I am your host, and I have with me today Dr. Makeba Mori. And this is the last part of a four-part series that we've been doing for the last four sessions. And I'm really excited because today I'm going to leave you with some very important information. The program is really about how to be hopeful, happier, and healthier in the new year. Dr. McCabe is a very good friend of mine, and we have talked about this subject for many, many years. And I want to tell you, the last three shows, we were very passionate about, but we've been talking about generalized chronic illness. We have not spoken about any specific chronic illness. And we did that for a reason, because we're going to do whole shows on specific illnesses where we give you detailed information. So I'd like to welcome you to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And I would like to take this opportunity to tell you a little bit about some of the feedback that we've gotten. And this was very interesting. One of the feedback that I got was a question. And someone says, well, how do we evaluate our health, Dr. Ronnie? I'm always saying, you know, you have to be your own self-help advocate. She's actually a holistic practitioner, a nutritionist out of Colorado. And she said one of the things that her clients always ask her is, well, I don't really know if I should go to the doctors because some of the symptoms that I have is so vague. And when I go to the doctor, they really don't know what to do or what they even say to me, because I don't say, you know, I'm not going because my leg's broke, or I'm not going because you can obviously see that I'm sick. And I said, that's really, really, you know, really good question, because I've taught many clients over many, many years some of the signs that they should look for, warning signs of ill health that are evident. And I always tell people, you know, take a look at yourself in the mirror, because I can look at myself in the mirror and I can see, whoa, you're going to have a really bad day today, Dr. Ronnie. Look at you. Your eyes are not clear. Your skin is a little gray, if that's possible. You just don't look vibrant. Many people have those symptoms for years before they say anything. If your eyes are clear and your skin's vibrant and your hair's luxurious and you just feel so much energy, that's one thing. But a lot of people don't feel that. They feel fatigue. And over a year, they slowly gain a lot of weight. And I can't tell you how many people say they have joint pain or their back hurts. They can't walk up a flight of steps. And this is a really big one. They have a lot of digestive problems to the point where they'll say, anything I eat, I don't care if it's eggs or whether it's berries or whether it's a glass of juice or a piece of chicken, I bloat after I eat. And I've been doing this for some years now. And it always surprised me that someone can say they've been doing it for years and never question themselves, never go to a doctor. And the reason why many people say they don't go to the doctor is because they can't really say they have a heart condition, or they can't really say they have IBS. These are just symptoms that people live with every single day. I mean, they live with the symptoms of not being able to sleep. They live with the symptoms of not being able to feel energetic and go through a normal 8-hour day. Some of these symptoms, they're not normal. They're not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to every single day wake up and feel like you're doing a really good job at living. You're supposed to wake up each and every day, feel looking forward to your day. And Dr. McCabe, she understands a lot of these complaints that people have. She's been dealing with health and wellness for many, many years. Some of her clients have gotten well because of her nutritional healing. So I would like to bring her on because one of my questions is when you have so many problems like this, but they're vague, how do you handle that? You know, I've said to you several times, what I start with is a person's attitude, first making them understand that they could feel better emotionally before I approach them physically. So, hello, Dr. McCabe.
Hello. How are you on this beautiful, chilly day?
It's snowy day. Very snowy day and very cold. And, yes, you know, I can't wait to get to the warm weather, but I got about 2 or 3 months before it's really warm on Martha's Vineyard. But I have to tell you, I'm making my plans. I'm making an exit out of here pretty soon.
I hear that. and the weather is one of the things that causes us to not feel our optimum, not feel the vitality in our body. And so a lot of illnesses are masked because of the weather, and a lot are over-exaggerated because of the weather. So I wanted to address the question you asked, and, you know, how do we recognize that? Well, one, you have to know that when it's cold outside, and I would say definitely anything below 32 degrees, which is the freezing point, that our immune systems naturally are just more depressed, meaning that they're not functioning at our optimum. So we end up getting the sniffles and we end up getting aches and pains that we may not have gotten since the last winter. But all of those things should be paying attention to, because if your immune system is depressed and your body suddenly breaks down, it means that it was going to do it anyway, but because of the weather and it being depressed, it caused it to happen a little quicker. So it really gives us the opportunity to address those things in a better way. Is that somewhat what our audience can understand? Because I know we have a lot of people texting in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that our audience is always willing to change their lifestyle. As long as they know that they're going to feel the effects of it, you know, soon. I mean, it's like if you take a medication, for an example, it's immediately going to decrease your blood pressure and your headache's going to go away and you're going to feel better. Sometimes it's harder to embark on a holistic or a wellness lifestyle because you have to be patient with the process. And you may wonder if you have the ability or the energy to resolve some of these lifestyle changes because you feel so sick and you're so tired.
Yes.
So a lifestyle change is difficult for some people. And that's why I always try to start with how they feel first and try to get them to feel better emotionally. And then I start with what I'm going to get them to eat, because you know, food is the number one thing that people always want to know. They always want to know how to improve their nutrition. And so that totally gets them sort of kind of like partnered up with you when you can do those two things, make them feel better and also help them with what they put in their mouths. And I even so passionate about that. Sometimes I will go to a person's home with my private work and I'll spend a whole week with them and in their kitchen and throwing things away and adding things. And I even go with them to the health food store with their housekeeper and we will change their entire kitchen around. You have no idea. I've done that for many years and I still get people thanking me from like 15 years ago. I've done it 15 years ago and they're still thanking me because I think when you start that way, I think now people have hope because that's something they can control. They can control what they eat every single day. And that's an education that's, you know, that you can't beat. And we're going to talk a lot about food in the next three sessions, only because I'm excited about something that I've just discovered recently. And I can't stop talking about it. But today is not the time to do that, because we promised our guests today that we're going to talk mostly about some of the recipes that we have for them to help them feel better and help them to be more hopeful and happier with their chronic illness. And I know we've been talking about chronic illness in a general way as opposed to talking about specific chronic illness, but later on we'll get into the specific chronic illnesses. We got a question today about cancer that I'd like to address later on. So I'd like for you to give some tips of hopefulness to our listeners today.
Okay. All right. You know, like I was saying, the immune system is naturally depressed in the wintertime, which is going to cause us to also be not emotionally our best, or be more susceptible to not just feeling as well. So one thing I want to address, you know, I think we have a couple minutes before break, is a quick tea that can be done daily that boosts the immune system, and it actually does excellent in warding off colds, preventing the flu, and possibly preventing pneumonia. It's a very simple tea, and then this is something you can make at home. It's very practical. It'll get your lymph moving. It'll also increase the blood flow and the blood to the brain, which helps to counteract signs of depression and signs of not just feeling that well. And it's a very simple tea, and the only thing you need is some fresh lemon juice, meaning you should squeeze it yourself. I suggest you can use organic lemons or limes are suitable. And you also need some cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper. I do suggest with that that you use, if you want a sweetener, stevia. You can use honey, but if you do, be careful that it is a sugar and use a very small amount. And making a simple tea from the cayenne pepper, and what I suggest is to 2 cups of purified water. You let that water boil. You can put what I call 2 pinches of cayenne pepper. Now, cayenne pepper varies greatly in its degree of spiciness, meaning how hot it is. So according to that, you'll put a pinch of that, and then you can add your stevia or that, and you let that sit for a minute. And if you drink that every day for about a week, you will feel so much better. You will see that you may be coughing up mucus and other things that would have attributed to a cold or a flu, and it strengthens the immune system. And you'll just feel great emotionally also.
Wonderful. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about my drink, which is almost like that. Thank you. Okay, when we come back, more recipes on how to feel better.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tired of traditional talk?
People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hello, we're back talking with Dr. Makeba Maureen, and we're giving some great recipes today. We did a four-part series on chronic illness, how to be hopeful, happier, and healthier in the new year. And the last three sessions, we talked about generalized chronic illness and what some of the things you can do for that. And we will specifically be getting into other chronic illnesses, and we're going to spend a whole show on them. But today we like to just end this four-part series with some recipes and some things that we can do to help ourselves when we wake up in the morning, if we have that back pain that won't go away, or we wake up every single day with a headache, or we're faced with some serious chronic illnesses every single day. There's things that you can do to be happier and hopeful. So we talked about a recipe just a couple of minutes ago. We talked about lemon and cayenne pepper. And I have to tell you, I do that, Dr. Makeba, in the mornings. Mm-hmm. It's very spicy. How much lemon juice do you put in your drink? Because if you're not careful with the cayenne pepper, it could be like, woo. And I don't suggest that people do this all day. We're talking about one drink in the morning. That's it. And the cayenne pepper gives you energy, and the lemon juice helps you to alkalize in the morning. It's a great cleanser, but it's not something that I would recommend that you do all day.
Right, and I'm so glad that you asked, because I'm getting texts like crazy that I didn't finish the recipe. So very quickly, everyone get their pens and papers out. This is very effective, and it can actually be given to almost any age. The amount of cayenne pepper would lessen, and of course you wouldn't give it to children under three, or the very elderly, or those who are chronically ill. But other than that, it's pretty much for the general population. So what I do is I say, if you have a large lemon or lime, or let's say a large organic lemon, about 3 tablespoons of lemon juice to 2 pinches of cayenne pepper, okay, then that's to 1 cup of hot water. To 2 cups of hot water, you would merely double that. And you can add stevia or honey. And what the cayenne pepper and the lemon juice is going to do, what you said, it's very alkalizing. And for our listeners to know, our bloodstream must stay alkaline, okay? Disease can only exist in an acidic system. So when there's a disease, there's more acid in the body, there's an increase in white blood cells. So this counteracts that. The cayenne pepper is going to increase the circulation, and it's also a strong natural antibiotic. It's very, very effective for colds and flus and just keeping that immune system. It's so powerful. It's like you said, Ronnie, you never need more than a cup a day. And I suggest it being in the morning time before you get any food or a lot of food in your body. And it's very, very effective. And you'll notice that emotionally and mentally, your brain will be clearer. You won't have the brain fog, and you'll be able to process thought even better. So it has a lot to do with feeling better, just so we can get to the other serious stuff.
Wow, that's great. I before I get to my recipe for protein, I want to just answer a question that someone just texted me. And she said that there was a friend, she's responding to what I said earlier. She said she had a friend that she's seen recently, and she was just thinking to herself, boy, he just doesn't look good. But she was wondering some of the signs that I was telling her about, how you look in the mirror, and you can tell whether you're going to have a good day or a bad day, whether you're going to feel good or not feel good. So she said that she saw him, and basically he just had a very gaze in his eyes that she's never seen before, and he had this sort of like far away look, and sort of kind of like, you know when you see people and you want to say, hello, anybody home? You know, just kind of like they just look like they're gone, that they're, they're next to you, but you don't feel like they're next to you.
Yeah.
That is one of the most serious signs of a chronic illness. And the only thing I can say, and she said he had dark circles under his eyes and he looked really pale. And she said she hadn't seen him in a year. And she says no one should have that many wrinkles in a year. And so what and his eyes look dull. That's the other thing she said. So basically, that's someone that didn't wake up and that happened to him. That takes a long time for you to get to the point where you look like that. You can really tell that something's going wrong in your body. If you pay attention, look in the mirror, pay attention. If your eyes are not clear like they used to be, there's something going on. If you just have that gazed look, there's something going on. So I just wanted to point that out again. And good for her that she recognized that. And good for her for telling him that I'm concerned about you. You don't look good. And I think that we need to tell our friends and our loved ones when we see signs because I lost someone who was very close to me because I kept telling him that something was wrong and he ignored it and he ignored me. So I never want that to ever happen again.
Yes.
So I would like to talk about a protein smoothie because one of the things before I give you a recipe for my green juice, one of the things that people constantly ask me is, well, when I do a detox, we're not getting any protein. But, you know, people have to understand that when you're detoxing, you're cleansing. When you're feeding,
right.
You're feeding. You feed the body with protein and essential fatty acids, and you make sure you're getting all of your nutrients in there. You're making sure you're getting all of your essential nutrients. We're going to talk a lot about essential nutrients next week. We're going to have a special guest on, and we're going to talk about food. But one of the things that I always try to make people understand is a detoxification is not the same thing as drinking protein smoothies. I'm going to give a protein smoothie recipe, and I love your green drink, so I want you to give a green drink recipe. But a protein smoothie is a good way to have nutrients in the body that's easily assimilated. And because it's so easy to digest and process, you immediately use the nutrients for your day or for whatever work that you're working on at that particular time. And my favorite protein smoothie happens to have a cup of protein and a scoop of protein. It depends on your protein powder, but a scoop of protein may not be a scoop for you, depending on your protein powder. This is my recipe. And then I'll use a half a cup of rice dream because I won't use dairy. Sometimes I'll use almond milk, depends on what I feel like. I'll use a teaspoon of coconut oil because keep in mind, I want to make sure that this protein drink carries me for hours into my day. And if the protein powder is not sweet enough, I'll use some stevia to taste. And then I'll throw in a scoop of almonds, or I'll throw in a scoop of berries, or I'll throw in a handful of anything that I feel like that may give me some strong flavor for my protein smoothie. So that's my favorite. And then if someone asked me if I would give them a chocolate recipe, but when we get back, let's talk about a chocolate smoothie. And I'd like to hear your green.
Okay.
So, well, let's carry on.
Ronnie, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Because I thought we were at break too. But our listeners are happy. The rice dream, that's the type of the protein powder you use. So our audience,
the rice dream is
based.
Like instead of dairy, you want to use rice dream. It's like it comes in a container. You can usually get it on a counter it's not in the refrigerator part. You'll usually see it with soy milk or rice dream. Sometimes you'll see hemp milk. Sometimes you'll see, you know, three or four different types of protein drinks to add to your protein powder. I happen to like the flavor of rice dream. It's just rice milk. And sometimes I like almond milk. Both of them are really good. I change up on them depending on what. See, for me, almond milk tastes really good with coconut oil, but someone may not want coconut oil with their rice dream. So it depends on your flavor. And, you know, I've been drinking protein smoothies for so many years that sometimes I don't even pay attention to what I'm doing. I just throw stuff in the blender and drink it, and it's all good. It's all right. Good stuff. So I always tell
people, you know,
don't
Ronnie,
be a slave to your tongue.
We've been around each other for a long time, and I have to say, you truly practice what you preach. When you go out, I mean, in your bag, you have about 10 different powders, all the best quality, all organic, all most of them whole food based, and you look absolutely fantastic. And you know, sometimes we have people say to us, well, you look so well. But what I want to say about that is that it comes with paying attention to your body, like you were saying about your friend earlier, and how we need to, you know, always let others know, because our body always shows signs. So what you're saying to our audience is, let's not wait until it becomes chronic. When it shows the least little sign, pay attention to it. I mean, if you need to suppress it at the moment so you can survive, please find a natural way to eradicate the source of the problem. And I like rice drink too, because it's such an excellent alternative, particularly if you're trying to do something more vegetarian and vegan based, to the soy. Just, you know, wonderful suggestions. And I want everyone to go online and go to your site so they can see you, and they can see that this lifestyle really works. What it's called is constant maintenance. And I love the fact that you gave the difference between a detox, because many people, you know, they come to us and they detox and they say, oh, am I going to starve to death? And it's no. you won't, contrary to popular belief, if you're not eating all day, but you need to detoxify your body really before you go on into the building stage, so your body will have a chance to build on clean fuel more efficiently and not replicate the old disease that's in the cell. So, you know, I love those suggestions, and that sounds really good. I think I'm gonna have to take your recipe, Ronnie.
I'm gonna tell you a question that someone asked me, and then when we come back, I'll answer that question. But people often ask me this, so I'm not gonna just say someone just asked me. They always ask me, well, Dr. Ronnie, do you miss some of the bad things, some of the bad foods that we tend to eat and you don't eat? I'll answer that question when we get back again.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, THYNE.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Hello, Dr. Ronnie back again with Dr. Makeba Maureen talking about chronic illness. This is the last series of a four-part series on how to be helpful, how to be hopeful, happier, and healthier in the new year. And we were having so much fun talking about these recipes that someone asked me a question and I'm going to answer it. They asked me if I miss some of the bad things that I'm not eating anymore. And I have to answer that with total honesty because sometimes I don't get the question. I said, what bad things are you talking about? And so I would say I've been doing this for so long. I says, how can I miss those things when I've never eaten them? And I've been doing this program for so long that some of the things I've not eaten in so long, I forgot how they taste. And, you know, and I want to tell you, it happens to everyone. Your tastes change. So, no, I don't miss them. Someone will ask me, well, how could you eat that? And I'll say, eat what? They'll say, how do you drink that stuff? And then I'll look at them and I'll say, well, how do you eat that, what you're eating? So our tastes do change, and new tastes can be acquired in almost a few weeks. And I always tell people that's why you do 21 days of detoxing, so that you can lose the old and gain the new. And that's really, really how it works here. You may wake up in the morning craving your coffee. I may wake up in the morning craving my green drink. Sometimes I'll drink my Metaberry drink, and I drink it so fast that I've actually forgot that I took my drink. And I'll be looking for another one. I'll go, oh, I already had that. So that's basically saying to you that it becomes automatic. Food in your life should become automatic. People often ask me whether this is a healthier lifestyle than 10 years ago. And I say, absolutely. Every year, my lifestyle changes because every single year we live in a very toxic world. So our world changes. So I have to keep up on the new trends. And next week, I'm very excited to tell you about a new trend that just came out. It has to do with food. So stay tuned because next week is going to be a big show. And I can't wait to hear your green drink, Dr. Makeba, because you know I drink one every day.
Yes, yes. I have so many exciting green drinks out there. And the wonderful thing about green drinks is you're exactly right, Ronnie. I have so many people who asked me, you know, at a very young age, I went on this path by myself. I read, used to be a book out called Survival in the 21st Century, and that's where I got my first green drink from one of the most noted people in this area was Dick Gregory. He was an inspiration to me, so shout out to him. And start experimenting and stuff that then tastes terrible. But what happens is, you're right, over time, we're so used to detoxing in a very short period of time, your taste buds totally change. So your body works with you. So you won't crave those toxic things that you've been consuming that made you overweight, that made you sick, that made you depressed. And that's the wonderful thing about detoxing, is that if you do the detox right, you come to a provider like ourselves, in a very short period of time, it becomes easy to maintain a lifestyle, things that you could not even imagine you could do before. Green drinks are an excellent way to keep your body mildly detoxified and yet absorbing nutrients at a maximum rate, because the rate at which your body can absorb and utilize nutrients is what's important. So they have to be bioavailable, and green drinks is one of the best way to get our minerals and our vitamins. So one of my favorite green drinks, believe it or not, has a lot of broccoli in it. I became a broccoli lover. And so I'm going to give this one. And for this one, I use kale greens,
or collard greens, sometimes or turnips. I usually don't use the mustard greens because they're kind of spicy. So I use kale, collard, or mustard. For this particular drink, I do not use chard or spinach because they're water greens with different properties. But kale, collard, or mustard, I'll use a handful of that. I'll use, I can't even describe how much broccoli because I never actually measured it. So, I'd say a handful of broccoli, the florets and the stems. And after that, I always put a beauty something in there, like a cucumber or celery. And I make sure that I get me some extra iron in there. So I'll put a handful of parsley in there, too. And then to top it off, I'll put me one thick, red, delicious apple in there because it helps tremendously sweeten it if it's not sweetened. And sometimes I'll use two apples, and I just juice them. So I usually cut the apples, seed the apples, and I'll put those through there. And then I'll put the greens in there. I put little greens, and I put something firm like the apple. And I juice that, and it makes a wonderful, very potent green drink. And it, like, shakes your mind up. You're, like, alert, and you're like, wow, I feel like Einstein. Like, I can learn anything, and I'm happy, and I'm full of energy. So that's one of my favorite drinks.
Well, I love that because, you know, you're so passionate when you talk about this. And it's amazing how you can just take greens and make it sound so wonderful. And I think that for the most part, the reason why you can do that is because it does something for you. Whenever you take something and it does something for you, you want to do it again. And I tell people that all the time. I don't frown or I'm not angry because I have to drink green juice. I love it. It's something that my body calls for it every single day. And when you get on a program like this, your body will call for it. The only reason why your body calls for bad food is because that's what you give your body. The body will actually do what you want it to do. And I always say to people that one of the things that, you know, that I like to talk about is food. And the reason why I like to talk about food is because that's what makes us tick. That's what makes us work. That's what makes us get up in the morning. That's what runs our entire body. And we all need to do that. No one can exist without food. And I'm always going to talk about the nutritional pathway to illness and the nutritional pathway to wellness. It always starts with a malfunction at our cellular level. So we have to stop feeding our stomachs and start feeding our cellular level. There's two things that really I think about all the time that's wrong with our cellular level or our body. One is a deficiency. Deficiency of many, many different minerals and vitamins. We don't think about the fact that we live in the land of the plenty, but we're malnourished. The other one is toxicity. Toxicity is one of the greatest, I would say, immune destroyer there is. And no one's talking about it but us scientists and naturopaths and wellness practitioners and holistic practitioners. But everyone has to start talking about that because we're talking about cleaning up our diets. But we're talking about cleaning up our diets with drinks and supplements. Let's start talking about cleaning up our diet with food. And next week, we're going to address a major problem with our food, and that's deficiency. I'm excited about doing that because really, there's many ways that can help us to have a better lifestyle. We can help ourselves psychologically. We can help ourselves physically. We can help ourselves in a whole new way medically by cleaning up our diets in two areas. Decreasing the toxicity and increasing the nutrients. Exactly. And I want to tell you, one of the things that I have thought about for many years is food. I could never get myself to see how I can help thousands of people with food. And now I have the answer. So we're going to talk about that next. So I want to talk about, before we end, is how can you help someone that's living at home with cancer to think, to be hopeful and happier?
Okay. Well, let me give something to that, and then if we have to continue after break, we will. This is very, very important. As you said, nutrition is to our bodies what gas is to a car. It's practically 90% of it. There is only one thing that supersedes nutrition, and what I tell everyone is what you put into your body determines your length of life and your quality of life. So thoughts and how your thinking pattern becomes equally, if not more, important. So one of the most effective things, I mean, Ronnie, I have seen cancer. It is the difference between life and death, literally. It's the difference between whatever path of healing you choose, whether it's successful or not. And that is learning how to control your thoughts and become what you think. You're going to become what you think whether you're willing to or not. So since that is the case, since energy transfers into manifestations, literally, we have to learn how to direct the thoughts in our brain and our state of being positively. And one of the most effective ways to do that is through morning meditation. Now, I know that many people honestly say, I honestly don't know how to do that. One of the most effective things to do is first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning when you wake up is when you're most in tune before the brain gets a lot of chatter and you start thinking about all your problems. First thing in the morning, if you take 15 minutes, and this works great, there are zillions of studies out there to prove the power of this. 15 minutes, and I suggest, and we'll come back and I'll talk about, if you don't know how to do it, get some meditational high vibration music, which you can find all over YouTube, and listen to that and just pay attention to your breathing. The reason you want to pay attention to your breathing is so it would divert your mind from other thoughts. What happens is it releases the mind, it relaxes the mind and the body totally go for regeneration. When you give yourself that mental break, the healing that becomes possible is almost limitless. And this is a whole nother subject, and we can talk about this more, but I found this to be extremely effective with chronic illness as well as other things.
Right. Wonderful. When we come back, more on how to be hopeful, happier in the new year with Dr. McCabe.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, back again talking about recipes and meditation and how to feel good and be healthier and happier despite the fact that you may have or you may be living with a chronic illness. And we've been talking about a lot of good stuff on this session. It's really exciting. I can't answer everyone's text, but this question really intrigued me. And then after this question, I really want to hear more about your meditation because I love meditation and I always try to perfect my meditation. I want you to give the listeners some tips on how to do it at first thing in the morning. But I think I want to do mine at night so I can go to sleep. But before we get into more of your meditation, I want to answer this question because it just goes along with what you just said. People want to know how to feel good, and they really want to know how to emotionally help themselves with a chronic illness, but they also want to know what to eat, and that seems to pop up more and more and more. One of my listeners asked me, she said her aunt has cancer, and she wanted to know what's a good diet, and basically she said, was a ketogenic diet helpful, or should she go on a ketogenic diet? And as I said earlier, we'll be doing specific whole shows on specific illnesses, and we'll be bringing in experts. But I wanted to mention this to her because it was an urgent question, and I love questions. First, I want you to know it's well documented that cancer loves sugar. And that's the reason why ketogenic diets are all over the place now. High glucose raises a hormone, an insulin-like growth factor, and that hormone increases tumor cells or cancer. So more sugar you have, more fermentation you have, the more that you increase that insulin growth hormone. So what I'm saying here is, can ketogenic diets help cancer? The answer to that is yes. However, ketogenic diets do not come without some side effects. So I always tell people that your chronic illness have to be monitored and managed by not only your medical doctor, but a holistic doctor. Because you can improve your odds and slow down the growth, but there's some other things that you need to know. So I'm going to invite her to book a consultation with me by going on drronnieholistichealth.com. And we will get more into some of those specific types of diets as we get more into specific types of chronic illness. Now, back to your meditation, if you don't mind, because I am a meditation guru. I love meditating.
Yes. Okay. Back to the meditation. So I want to explain what meditation is. It literally means to quiet the mind. And you want to quiet the mind because you've had so many life experiences, and if you have a chronic degenerative illnesses, those experiences contributed and greatly caused that illness. Nothing is single-handedly physical. It's very much mental and emotional as well. So you want to quiet the mind, and beautiful things happen. Healing begins. Solutions begin to happen. It's a sad thing, but I volunteered one time at a suicide prevention agency, and their motto was that, unfortunately, suicide is a permanent fix to a temporary problem. But naturally, at the time when those emotions are so down, it appears as if there are no answers. There are always answers. Perhaps if many of those victims to this fate had meditated, they could have avoided that. So a lot of times, so I just want to point out the importance of it. And I suggest first thing in the morning, and also at night is good because then you're programming your mind for the next day. And what I suggest is you just take 15 minutes. And the main suggestion is that you can do it in the middle of the day, but it's a lot more difficult because you're in the middle of your life. So it's a lot easier to do it first thing in the morning or right before you go to bed. And quiet the mind for 15 minutes and listen to your breathing. And so you should breathe a little deliberate. Breathe in. Breathe very deliberate and just put your thoughts on that. If that doesn't work for you, they have something called meditational vibrational music. It's all over YouTube for free, and you can listen to that. But what you want to do is that when other thoughts come into the mind, no matter what they be, you just redirect it to the music or to the breathing. 15 minutes of that will clear out and bring solutions that you may not have found before, be it with your health. And what it does is it brings a happier, healthier you, because all of a sudden you're more content, you have more peace, you go about your day with joy, you wake up refreshed, and you just feel hope, and you feel happy for where you're at. And that's what it's all about. It's about us feeling good and being appreciative and sincerely appreciating where we're at. And meditation adds to that. So I hope that helps with our listeners.
Wow, that's great. I'm going to try that, because I can never not learn more about meditation, because that quiets my mind so that I can do all the things that I do. And I think sometimes people wonder why I do all the things that I do. And I tell them, because my mind's never quiet and my body is constantly trying to do the next thing. So when I do the meditation, even if it's 4 or 15, 20 minutes, I feel like I've slept 8 hours. So, yes. And I think that a lot of people should do that. I'll never forget, I've met Howard Stern. I couldn't believe, you know, that he meditated. But then after I thought about it, I remember trying to approach him once, and he go, nope, can't, don't. And he had these people around him. They said he must first meditate before he talked to anyone. And that was the first time that I got that. And I go, wow, I get that. He's going to leave his radio station. He's going to go into this little room, and no one can go there but him. And he's going in there to meditate. And when he comes out, it's going to be like he just slept 8 hours. That was the next day. That's when I knew that I was going to have to start meditating. So I got a question about a green drink. People always want to know what my favorite green drink is. So I'm going to have to give them this green drink. And then if you can leave them with words of wisdom. But we got approximately 3 minutes. So here's my favorite green drink, and I guess I've been drinking this for so long now that to me it doesn't feel special, but I hope that you understand that it does a lot of good for my body. So 4 collard leaves, 4 spinach leaves, 1 cucumber, 1/2 a beet, or a carrot, or 1 carrot, I don't do them both, and 1 piece of garlic, maybe 1/4 piece of a garlic. Because garlic makes it feel like I've eaten, or it makes my juice feel like I've just had a bowl of soup. So that's my favorite green drink, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy the show. And Dr. McCabe, as always, it's such a pleasure having you on. And next week is going to be a special guest. His name is Wayne Wilson, and we're going to be talking about food, food, food. Dr. McCabe, if you have any words of wisdom for our listeners?
Yes, I do. It's so much out there. It's so much out there. The main thing is for us to know that we are perfect and limitless beings. And when I say perfect, I mean in the aspect that whatever we were put here to do, the way that we grow is to learn. And the way that we learn is through experience. And as long as we're still living and breathing, and as long as we're still experiencing, whether it appears as if we fail or succeed, we're succeeding because we're learning and because we're living. And that just gives me a lot of hope. hope. It gives a lot of contentment. So we're doing these things because we love life. We want to live more life. We want to inspire others. And we want the fullness of what this planet and the earth has to offer us. So I'm just so thankful to be here. I'm thankful to share with you, Dr. Ronnie, and our audience. And until next time,
can I give you a number? Please call Dr. McCabe, 314-398-8676. She is a wealth of knowledge for your body, mind, and spirit program, for your nutritional prescription. She is nothing more than a miracle. Thanks for listening to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com, Dr. Ronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.